All right, so you're tuned in because you're ready to like dive deep into this pronounce as Schufa with a German Schufa thing, right?
Yeah, it's fascinating stuff.
It is.
Especially this Geburtsdatencheck thing. I think we can really unpack some interesting stuff about online gambling in Germany.
Yeah, definitely. We're going to be like looking at the legal side and how they match data and even how Google's involved in all of
Oh
this.
yeah, a little bit of Google magic in there.
So first things first,
Yeah.
right? Everyone kind of knows Schufa as like the credit reporting agency in Germany.
Right, the big one, yeah.
Yeah, but they're also like a major player in this whole world of online gambling, specifically when it comes to making sure it's all on the up and up, you know?
Yeah, following the rules.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's where this whole Geburtsdatencheck thing comes in.
Yeah. It's kind of a mouthful, isn't it?
It is. What is it like in a nutshell?
Basically, it boils down to the fact that online gambling platforms in Germany have to verify their user's age and identity, right?
Right. Of course, makes
Yeah.
sense.
It's the law. And that's where this Geburtsdatencheck comes in. It's all about making sure those platforms are actually doing that.
So are they like directly checking with Schifa every time someone signs up for like a poker website or something?
Yeah, pretty much. They're checking the birth name and birthplace you provide during registration against what Schifa has in their database.
Huh. So it's not like they're just trusting people to tell the truth.
Nope, it goes right to the source.
That's actually kind of smart.
It is. It really helps ensure compliance with Germany's state treaty on gambling.
Right, the Gloucestivi.
Yeah, it's specifically 6A2.
Of course, of course.
That's the part that mandates all of this.
But hold on a sec. Isn't sharing that kind of personal data with these gambling companies a
Yeah.
little bit like, you know?
Sensitive.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. And that's where the tech they use gets really interesting. It's not just blindly sending your data around willy-nilly.
Well.
They use this thing called the Manjufa Perski.
Okay. The Persky.
Yeah, imagine it like a digital lock and key, but way more secure, of course. It makes sure that only the right people with the right clearance can access and match the data.
So my info is like locked up tight.
Exactly. It's
Yeah.
all about protecting your privacy.
That makes me feel a lot better.
Good. So you see how they're balancing security with making sure that these platforms are following the rules.
Yeah, definitely. But let's talk about like the user's perspective for a second, right?
Sure.
Is this a super long and complicated process for the person signing up? I'm imagining like a ton of forms and waiting and
No, not at all. They actually designed it to be super user-friendly.
really?
Yeah. You only have to type in your birth name if it's different from your last name, for example.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I guess a lot of people's names change when they get married or whatever.
Right, exactly. And there's also this cool built-in correction function.
What do you mean by that?
Like, let's say you make a typo when you're typing in your birthplace, like misspell something
I
or.
could do that all the time.
Right. So the system is smart enough to like flag that potential mismatch.
Whoa, so it's like telling you, hey, are you sure this is right?
Exactly. And sometimes it even offers suggestions based on what you entered.
Wait, is that where the Google magic comes in?
You got it. They use the Google API to catch those little spelling errors or variations.
So, like, if I type coal instead of cologne, it knows what I mean.
Exactly. It just makes the whole thing go a lot smoother and ensures the data is accurate.
Okay, so I'm seeing how this is a win-win for everyone involved.
Right.
Users get this like smooth, easy experience, and the gambling platforms can be confident they're following all the rules.
Exactly. For the businesses, this is huge. Like, can you imagine trying to manually process tons and tons of user data to make sure everyone is who they say they are?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that would be a nightmare.
Right. But the Geburtsdatencheck automates all of that. So
Smart.
it frees up time and resources, and happier users means more signups, less frustration.
Plus, it shows they're taking responsible gambling seriously, right?
Absolutely. Partnering with SUFA, like that shows a real commitment to doing things the right way.
Yeah. It's like they're saying, hey, we care about doing this properly.
Exactly. And they get to tap into SUFA's like decades of experience with data verification and security.
This
Yeah.
makes sense.
Yeah. A partnership that works.
So we've talked about how it works and why it's important, but what's the bigger picture here?
Well, I think what's really fascinating is that this is just one example of a much larger trend we're
Oh,
seeing.
yeah, like what,
Like,
eh?
more and more of these automated processes are being used to handle sensitive data, especially online.
Right.
And it raises some really interesting questions about how we balance convenience with privacy.
Definitely. It's like every time we click agree to those terms and conditions, we're making a choice about what data we're comfortable sharing.
Exactly. And as these processes become even more sophisticated and efficient, I think it's more important than ever to be aware of what's going on and to make those choices consciously.
So we've learned how pronounces Schufa, the German Schufa, is using the Gebührensatzcheck to make online gambling safer and more efficient in Germany. We've seen how it works, the benefits for both users and platforms, and how it all fits into this bigger conversation about data privacy in our increasingly digital world.
And that's the thing to think about, you know?
Yeah.
How comfortable are we with these trade-offs between convenience and privacy? Where do we draw the line?
And
It's a
it's
question we all have to answer for ourselves.
definitely lots to think about.
Lots to think about.
All right, that's it for today's deep dive.
Until next time.
See ya.